Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 40 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. A former Miss Kentucky is facing charges in West Virginia. A Montgomery County man is facing manslaughter charges. Health officials say cases of hepatitis A have decreased in the Bluegrass. Moorhead State is working on a new volleyball facility. In sports, Moorhead's men's basketball team heads to Huntington tonight to face off with the Thundering Herd. Tonight, clear with a low around 19 degrees, and on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 43. Tuesday night, mostly clear, a low around 28 degrees. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 44. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers, a mostly cloudy skies with a low around 35. And for Thursday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 48. A man who is facing manslaughter charges appeared before a Montgomery County judge this morning. Police say Rodriguez hit a pedestrian with his car on November the 30th, but didn't stop. The victim, 24-year-old Bo Wesley Beam from Winchester, died later at St. Joseph Hospital in Mount Sterling. Rodriguez's bond was originally set at $750,000. WKYT reports the judge reduced that bond to $250,000. Rodriguez is facing two charges, manslaughter and leaving the scene of an accident. Police say he admitted to them earlier this month that he drank 100 ounces of alcohol within 11 hours, got behind the wheel, and ended up hitting and killing Beam on U.S. 460 near Indian Mound Road. He told police he talked to his girlfriend about hitting someone, but instead of calling them, he fell asleep. Rodriguez's preliminary hearing was set for December 17th at 11 a.m. A former Miss Kentucky is behind bars in West Virginia. Haley Hansen with the Kentucky News Network has that story.
Ramsey Carpenter Barse, a middle school teacher in West Virginia, is accused of sexting a former student. The former Miss Kentucky allegedly sent multiple topless photos to the 15-year-old over Snapchat. Her attorney, Al Emch, spoke to reporters at the courthouse.
We understand the public interest in this matter, but I'm sure that all of you also understand this is a very difficult day.
Barse was released on a $10,000 bond. She won Miss Kentucky back in 2014. I'm Haley Hansen.
A retired professor will get $620,000 and will be able to return to the University of Kentucky as part of a settlement to a lawsuit he filed alleging retaliation for criticizing Governor Matt Bevin's planned Medicaid rollback. Dr. Reiner Mullins of Lexington also alleges that the comments annoyed Bevin and administration officials who pressured UK to get rid of him. The Herald Leader reports the settlement was filed shortly before the case was to go before a jury. Both parties issued a joint statement saying that they want to, quote, resolve their disputes in a positive manner. Health officials say cases of hepatitis A have decreased since the outbreak began in Kentucky last fall. According to the Daily Independent, Boyd County saw a decline in cases in August. Health officials in the country cite city ordinances and the Boyd County Fiscal Court requiring food service workers to be vaccinated. Officials in Boyd, Greenup, and Carter counties say the rate of cases has slowed considerably. They attribute that to a change in increasing vaccinations for the most at risk, including food service workers and people who utilize needle exchange programs. Louisville Representative Attica Scott has pre-filed a bill requiring state campuses in Kentucky to provide students with feminine hygiene products. According to Spectrum News, the bill mandates each public college or university make at least one type of product available for use by women students at no cost. It would apply to all post-secondary education institutions in the state. The bill also prohibits any resale, redistribution, or misuse of feminine hygiene products distributed to women students. Scott has also pre-filed a bill banning the so-called pink tax on those feminine hygiene products. Construction of a new volleyball practice facility at Moorhead State University is moving forward. The team currently practices and plays in Weatherby Gymnasium, but officials say the new area will be built in the space of the old swimming pool that is part of the Johnson Arena Athletic Academic Complex. MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan says their current facility is in pretty bad shape.
Right now, we think our best way forward is to spend some money to get volleyball out, get them a nice place in the other half of the AAC, and then probably at this point in time, just not use Weatherby for anything because it's going to continue to leak. Or our alternative is to spend a couple hundred thousand on a roof. And
facility officials are currently bidding out the project to complete construction of the new volleyball facility. They hope the project will be completed by the beginning of the 2019-2020 school year. New research shows that e-cigarette use among Kentucky teens is rampant, and experts from around the state are gathering to brainstorm ways to address the problem. Health groups in Kentucky say teens in the state have the wrong idea when it comes to the safety of e-cigarettes. Ben Chandler with the Coalition for a Smoke-Free Tomorrow says one in five high school students uses e-cigarettes, also known as vaping.
We're worried that all of the gains that we may have been making in terms of reduction of tobacco use may be lost as a result of burgeoning e-cigarette use.
Chandler also says the large amount of nicotine in e-cigarettes makes them very addictive, and it could harm areas of the brain that control learning and impulse control. The annual holiday open house hosted by the Moorhead Public Library will be held this evening starting at 6 p.m. The list of activities include music by the Moorhead Mountain String Dulcimer Club, as well as free photos with Santa. Assistant librarian Marilyn Friedhoff says the event was created to bring the community together for the spirit of the season.
It was a way to welcome the community into the library, let them see the library and enjoy the library facilities, and just a great way to celebrate the holidays.
The event is open and free to the public. Everyone is welcome to come and bring family and friends.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with six lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
Moorhead State heads to Marshall. The Rowan boys keep their hot streak going, and a UK senior keeps racking up awards. Those stories and more coming up on your WMKY Sports Report. I'm Joe Lewis. The Moorhead State Eagles hit the road tonight to face off with Marshall. MSU is coming off a 10-day rest period for finals week and a 103-50 victory over Ohio Chillicothe to move to 3-5 on the season. Head coach Preston Spradlin says his team can't get too comfortable with the Herd's three consecutive losses.
They're extremely talented. They have two returning all-conference players from last year, that two guards that average about 20 points a game. John Elmore, most notably, is a preseason second-team All-American. They obviously had a great year last year, went to the NCAA tournament and upset Wichita State. They were very, very talented. They play extremely fast and shoot a lot of threes.
Tip-off in Huntington is set for 7 p.m. You can listen to that game live on WIVY or watch on ESPN+. The Rowan County boys basketball team took down Estill County at the Peggy Moore Memorial Classic in Breathitt County on Saturday. Top scorers Mason Moore and Chase Alderman led the Vikings to a 50-28 victory. Coach Sean Thacker says his team had a slow start in that matchup.
We were down 10-5 in the first quarter, and then we went on a 17-4 run in the second quarter to take the lead. And you know, it was a slow, methodical game to say the least. But you know, I thought we handled a lot of different situations pretty well at the end of the day.
The Vikings hit the road again tomorrow to travel to Menifee County. Tip-off for that game is set for 7:30 p.m. The Lady Vikings also travel to Menifee tomorrow night. Rowan is coming off a 67-64 victory over West Carter in double overtime on Thursday to take the EKC championship title. Promise Cross, Angela Markham, and Haven Ford hit double digits in that matchup to lead their team to victory. Coach Matt Stokes says his team is hoping to roll the momentum into tomorrow's matchup.
Ever since probably the second quarter of that Lewis County game, they've really started playing well together. Our passing has been great. That's one of the things when we had our first couple of scrimmages this year, our passing wasn't very good as far as passing to each other. You know, we made good passes. We just weren't looking for each other. We were kind of selfish. And I think it's turned around a whole lot.
Tip-off is set for 6:30 tomorrow night. In other regional basketball action, the Lady Comets host Fairview tonight at 6:30, while West's boys head to Boyd County for a 7:30 matchup. East Carter's gals head to Elliott while the boys travel to Lewis County. Tip-off for both those games is set for 7:30 p.m. Bath County's boys head to Fairview at 7:45, and Fleming travels to Nicholas County for a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. Kentucky linebacker Josh Allen has won the Law Impact Trophy as the college defensive player having the biggest influence on his team. Allen received the award Sunday night from former Hall of Fame safety Ronnie Law at the Pacific Club. It goes to a player with strong academic work, community involvement, and team leadership. UK Athletics was there when Allen received the award.
I just want to say thank you to everybody that voted on me. I didn't do it by myself. My team has a big part of this. I want to thank these guys right here. I met a lot of great people. Met Ben's yesterday. And I find them as forever grateful friends, and I'm always going to use that. And I just want to say thank you to everybody here today.
Allen edged fellow finalists Ben Burke-Hervin of Washington, Christian Wilkins of Clemson, and Ben Humphreys of Duke. And finally, in Monday Night Football action, this week features a matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks enter the game with a 7-5 record, and Minnesota stands at 6-5-1. Seattle head coach Pete Carroll says it's looking like a tight game, but his guys are ready.
The question is, can we get the fans jacked up and get the 12s ready to rock and roll and light this place up? We got to do it by our play, and so you'll see our special teams will be rolling, and hopefully the juice will be there. We'd love to have a big night at the stadium. It'd be fun to celebrate with them. So it's going to be a big challenge. Vikings are really good, and they're good across the board. There's no weaknesses to this team at all, and so it's a great matchup for us. If we can be fortunate enough to get a win, it'll be very meaningful.
Kickoff at CenturyLink Field is set for 8:15 p.m. And that's your look at sports. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Joe Lewis.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts IUPUI on December 21st, and women's basketball welcomes Lipscomb on December 29th. OVC action begins on January 17th, featuring a doubleheader with Southeast Missouri. Single game and season tickets are on sale now from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Haley Stidham, Cody Robinson, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, and the Kentucky News Network's Haley Hansen. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and Translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.